Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're Masechta Kelim in that very first parak. And today we learn Mishnayos Dalet. And hey, the Mishnah says, L'mala min azav, above the zav in terms of a stringency, is zava, is the zava, the female who sees dam during our period of ziva. She is metami, the one who has beer with her. L'mala min azav, a mitzora. Right, above a zav is a mitzvah shumatami bibia, just simply being in an area, under a covered area, the mitzvah will transmit tumah. L'malam min ha-tumah, min ha-mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, above a mitzvah is a bone the size of a barley corn, shehu mitami tumah shiva, that is mitami. For a period of 7 days, it can create a tumas meis. Chamer mikulom, above all of them, though, is hames, is the dead corpse. The dead corpse takes on a status that we call avi avos ha-tumah, the highest form of tumah. Shumatami ba'ohel, it's mitame within a concept of ohel. That is to say, a means, mash'ein kula mitamin, the others don't have the ability to be mitame tumas ohel. In that situation. Now, eser tumas ha-porshas min adam, there are 10 levels of tumah that comes out of a person. Mechusa kipurim, level number one, is somebody who, like a mitzora, or a zav, or yoledes, so they went to the mikvah, and the sun went down, they still can't eat kachim until they bring the carbon. So aser bakod shemot betruma maaser. In regard to the eser tumos, this first level mechusar kippurim is able to eat maaser, but he's not able to eat karbanos until he brings his necessary karbanos. Chazalios boal nida. If he eventually comes ahead and is boal nida, so then what does he do? Metame mishkav tachton kelyon. So he takes on the status whereby he's able to be metame the lower to like the upper. Chazalios zav. And then if he becomes a Zav, Shirash Derios, so he saw two discharges, so then Metame Mishkav Umoshav. Such a person is Metame Mishkav Umoshav, not just lower like upper. He has to go to a Maya, not a Mikvah, to become Tahor, or Patam in a carbon, but he doesn't bring a carbon yet. Until, if Rosh Shalosh, if he sees a third Riyah, then he becomes a Zav Gadol, and Chayav Karbon, he has to bring the Karbonos as well. What if he becomes a Mitzorah, but the Kohen's not exactly sure 100% whether he should declare him a full-fledged Mitzorah? That's called a Mitzorah Muzgar. So in such a situation, Metame Bibia, he is going to be Metame Bibia. He's going to be mitame somebody if he has beer with that person. But as a mitzvah muzgar, he doesn't have to let his hair grow, he doesn't have to tear his clothing, he doesn't have to cut off all his hair, he doesn't have to bring the tziporim. But once the Kohen declares him to be a full-fledged mitzvah, he's going to have to go ahead and do all of them. Perish menu aver, shayla basakurai. Now, what happens if he, in his context of his leprosy, loses a limb? It just doesn't have flesh on the limb, right? So, metami magamasa, the limb is going to transmit tuma via tumas maga and tumas masa, but ina metami be'ol. It's not going to be metami be'ol. V'miyeshla basakurai, but if it was a limb with the flesh and the muscle, etc., metami b'magamasa be'ol. The shir, which is important because, of God forbid, lo aleinu, a person needs an amputation, therefore it needs to be buried as well and treated accordingly. Shir basa karoi, the amount of the flesh that's enough to be enough to affect healing. Kedei la'alo sarucha, it has to be able to be, if it's got to be able to be mala arucha. What does that mean? To be mala arucha has to be enough to affect healing. The difference between having enough flesh and not enough flesh, is that it can heal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyesh B'Makom Echad Kedei La'Akifo B'Chot Eriv, if in one place there's enough flesh to surround it with a weft thread, that is Yeshbo Kedei La'Alos Arucha. That is enough to theoretically be able to grow and to affect some degree of healing. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Tanakama. He is of the opinion there's no way of determining whether a limb contains enough flesh for regeneration. Rather, he says, such limbs have to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. taking into account things like how big was the limb, what was the medical circumstance. Under those situations, we will understand the Esr Tumos. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow, when we continue, we will understand what is the opposite of the Tumos. What about the Esr Kedushos? And from that, we will develop an appreciation and a love for Eretz Yisrael. We will stop here and Be'ezras Hashem continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.